Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
Well, welcome everybody to another episode of Lending Forward. I am Bill Hitchcock, and I'm super delighted and excited to have my guest today, Mr. Sean Gerald, president and managing partner in North Carolina and South Carolina and Uptown Charlotte as well, right, Sean?
Yep, Uptown Charlotte. You got it.
Okay, fantastic. So Sean, thanks for coming on Lending Forward. As always, we're excited to speak with different industry professionals who are out there in the market, kind of making waves, making things happen. And, you know, I've kind of had my eye on you through one of our our mutual friends, Mr. Terrence Guest.
Yes, great guy.
And have been seeing what you and Lifestyle have been doing. And it's really impressive. So, again, thanks for coming on and spending a little time with me.
I really appreciate the invite too, Bill. Listen, you could have had anybody to come on here and ramble today. You chose me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to ramble a little bit, but
thanks for the invite, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. So Lifestyle, tell me about how you got into the business. I know that, you know, Lifestyle is just part of the journey, and I definitely want to touch on that and kind of, you know, talk about the Lifestyle International brand and where you're going with it. But kind of tell us, you know, how did you get into this crazy world that we all call our playground?
Man, I absolutely love it. I waited so long to get into it. So, you know, real estate has always been something I've been interested in. When I got out the Marine Corps, Bill, I worked at a men's clothing store here in Charlotte. And predominantly my clients that came in, the ones that had good money that could come in and buy Versace and, you know, some of these big name brands that were out in the early 90s, Coogees and all these things, right? They were coming in and they were real estate agents. They were pastors, but the real estate agents really stuck out to me because they had flair. They were great salespeople. They could really talk. They were really good at talking me down on prices. So it's like, you know what? I think I want to get in real estate one day, but I didn't. I actually opened up a ladies' shoe store after that, and I did that for quite some time. Well, ultimately, when the market crashed, back in 2008, I believe it was. I'm sure you probably remember that. The economy went through some really tough times back then. Closed my business, and I took a sales job at a company called Red Ventures here in Charlotte. And Red Ventures is, man, this, you know what? We call it the Google of the South. Man, I think I had some of the best salespeople in the country that worked there. Well, ultimately, I worked my way up through the ranks, got into management at that company, had about 200 employees or so. One of my colleagues went and got her a real estate license. And this was at a time when technology was really starting to catch up to us as managers. So I'm not sure if you've ever worked in a call center, familiar with what's called an IVR system, okay?
I started out, my first real job was doing credit card collections back in 1990 at Sovereign Bank.
Oh, well, folks, that's a real salesman right there, if you don't know. You're tough as nails. Okay.
If you can sell somebody on paying their bills, you can sell them on anything.
Man, believe me. Some of my best people, man, came from your industry. They were tough as nails, man. Didn't take no for an answer. So worked my way up in the company, man. One of my colleagues went and got her real estate license. And the IVR was getting so smart with the calls that were coming in and call routing, my job became less important, okay? Because the top salespeople were starting to get all the best phone calls, right? So they started firing people like me that had been there for a long time, that were making a lot of money. And I said, you know what? Maybe I should get my real estate license now. At that time, I think I was 44. And Teresa won Rookie of the Year at Coldwell Banker. And I thought, my God, my teams just constantly wear her out.
Right.
So if she can sell real estate, maybe I can do it too. So that's how I got my license, man. I went to school, got my license, and rest is history.
You know, it's funny how probably so many people did get into this business either on the real estate side or the lending side because they saw somebody else do it and said to themselves, like, hey, if they could do it, I could.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, and it's because my story was, you know, pretty similar. And that's, you know, I looked at it as an opportunity that if I put the same effort in that I was, doing before, I felt like I had so much more opportunity. And here I am 30 years later and, in the same business. So
30 years.
yeah, going on 30 years. Yeah.
And you still have hair.
It's
Are you
well,
wearing a toupee, Bill?
it's hanging on. You go to get a cut and you're like, don't thin me out in the corners, but
Wow,
it's
man.
hanging
Okay.
on.
That's
But
amazing. That's amazing. I'm 8 years in, man. And I tell you
okay.
what, when I say I love it, absolutely love it. I had a really quick start though. I guess coming in at the time I did, man, real estate was really hot. And I won Rookie of the Year my first year in and at Keller Williams. And
Okay.
I think my goal has always been though to own my own brokerage. So,
Right. Now it seems like a lot of people kind of start on their real estate journey out of Keller Williams. Is there what about them kind of drew you in?
Yeah, that's a great question, man. So for me, because I came out of Red Ventures really, and I'm sure you guys probably had a ton of training when you worked at the doing credit card collections, but we really built that company off of training. And when I got to Red Ventures back in 2010, I think the most the company had ever done was 500 million. Okay, but I knew they started in a small office here in Charlotte, with a few salespeople, and they grew into this multi-billion dollar company, man, where they buying other companies for $300 million. So training was super important for me, and I knew working a full-time job, I was going to need to make sure that I understood real estate. I knew that Keller Williams had a great program for training, so at least I heard anyway. I Bill, ironically, I never got to go to training. I never did. I never went to training because my job was so demanding. So I really figured out real estate by myself, but that's why I joined Keller Williams. They did have a great training program. I found it ultimately. About to win a Rookie of the Year, I became what's called an Ignite instructor. So I started teaching their program. And from there, man, the rest, it was pretty awesome. So, but that's why I joined them first.
So what would you attribute your kind of your quick success to? So 8 years in, rookie of the year, all these different things, and now, here you are with kind of leading the North Carolina and South Carolina markets. What would you attribute that to?
Well, when I got my license, so I'll say this, God has really blessed me over the years, man, to be able to provide for my family. My wife asked me when my child is graduating tomorrow. Thank God. My wife
Congratulations.
asked me, yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate that. But when she was born, though, 17 years ago, my wife asked me, could she stay home? And I told her, you know what? Yes, you can. We were doing pretty well. And when I got my real estate license, I knew then I was in love with real estate. I just loved everything about it. It was going to allow me to really put all the skill sets that I had learned over the years from retail, the people-to-people business, right? Then the phone skills that I learned at Red Ventures. I felt like I was a complete salesman at that point. And everything just kind of fell in place. Piece by piece. Bill, man, I tell you what, man, I want to tell you a great story. Man, I lost my train of thought. God, good Lord. You know what?
You
That's
told me how
that lack of sleep, man, from that
you told me
sleep
lack of
deprivation.
sleep and how fast you're running. So,
Yeah, there you go.
yeah.
Yeah. So for me, man, it was really truly, and I said all that to say this. My wife wanting to stay home, and I had this thing on my desk, man. If you don't hunt, you don't eat. Okay. That's why I took off so quickly, man, because I knew that if I did not perform, I couldn't take care of my family. That's what it was. So I started to, I came, I developed something called a 3-foot rule. Okay. And all of my agents use it. Okay. And they're using it to perfection. The 3-foot rule basically said that if you are within 3 feet of me, it is life or death. I have to talk to you. It became a numbers game. Okay. So that's what happened, man. I read this book many years ago called Go for No. You may be familiar with it. It was a network marketing book, but the premise behind the book was basically that a baseball player, okay, they get paid millions of dollars just to hit 3 out of 10, okay? Bat 30%, and they make a lot of money. So the premise was go for as many no's as you can get. That's why I took off so quickly, man, because I'm telling you, I'm in the grocery store, gas stations. You put somebody near me, they got a business card. And it just took off from there, man. Like, and then I think from there, man, just being likable, being honest, friendly,
Now, do you see that as I think you have to have a passion for it, but do you see that as there's more people that are developing that passion, or there's fewer people? Because it seems like post COVID, there was a lot of reprogramming, and I think people's how can I put this? People's patience with other people had declined,
That's right.
and their want to get together. So are you seeing, the people that are in your network that are out there wanting to use that 3 foot rule, or do you see a lack of that happening?
No, in my network, they are
Okay.
for sure. It's one of the staples of our training at our office. Like, how do you put yourself in position to talk to as many people as you can, right? Some people are scared to do video content. Now, I used to be one of those, but I was one of the first agents in Charlotte to actually shoot video content because of Tom Ferry, a video I saw in 2017. So we teach our agents how to do the 3 foot rule. It is a staple of our business, but most agents don't do it. You're 100% correct. I was just talking to some insurance people that stopped by the office before I came home, and they were like, you're telling us to go walk up to strangers and talk to them? It's like, yes, it's exactly what I'm telling you to
Right.
do.
And you really never know what's going to come from that that conversation. I took a chance. I was just at a builder conference, and I went up, and there was a guy, and I he was like yourself. He seemed very outgoing and gregarious, and I told myself, I said, I've got to meet him. And I went over and I told him that, and we looked at each other's name badges, and it turns out that he works with one of our offices.
Really?
And he knew, like, his uncle, it was best friends with kind of my mentor that brought me into the mortgage business. So you just never
Wow.
know. So taking that chance, it's worth it.
Taking the chance is very well worth it. I've got a top agent right now at my office, okay? And I met him doing the 3 foot rule in 2018. I sold him a home.
Okay.
And never knowing Roger wanted to be a real estate agent, but that's how I met him. I met him on the street. Okay, so now he's paying me. Oh yeah, if we watch this, Roger. Yeah, I said it. You're paying me over and over and over again now. From the sale of his home to now him doing deals in real estate. But
Right.
it the relationship came out of me having breakfast one morning. They sat him at the table next to me as a rookie real estate agent, and I said hello to him, and rest is history.
So a lot of people might do that, or as we talked about, a lot of people don't, but you're trying to get more people to do it. But tell me about what does that look like with you and your group, and what would you tell anybody in the real estate world about the follow-up? Like, we may have the conversation, but I
Yes.
feel like how important is that follow-up, and how do you and your team look at that?
Yeah, the follow-up, we all know the money's in a follow-up for sure. So what I do immediately is set the consultation right away. Okay. When I get that number, listen, I pretend like I'm really busy. Bill, I'm running off to an appointment. Great to meet you, right? I've got to get somewhere really quickly. Okay. Building some urgency with them up front. But here's what I want to do. No pressure. Just want to have a consultation with you. You may not be ready today to buy a home, but I want to make sure that when you are ready, you know how to do it, right? Because there's no pressure. They'll give me the consultation the next day, right?
Okay, I like
And
that.
at that point, though, I throw them in that CRM. We use Lofty CRM, throw them in my CRM, let
Okay.
the AI take over, put them on a drip campaign, and then all of a sudden, they're in my network, right? And the next thing I know, if it's not them, it's somebody they know that wants to buy a home,
Right.
right?
Okay. Now, so you're out there, kind of leading your team and in the States. So tell us about Lifestyle International and where the brand and where you're going with it.
Yeah, man. I love lifestyle. It took me a while to get here, though.
Okay.
So I was lifestyle started about 10 years ago, down in Miami. We're about 3,500 agents strong. Not up under me, unfortunately, but company wide about
Not yet, not yet.
not yet. There you go. About 3,500 agents nationally, but I would say Miami, the Carolinas, throughout New Jersey, there as well. And yeah, George Cancelbello, my business partner. Well, Michael Valdez reached out to me. He also was a manager at Red Ventures, reached out to me, I would say somewhere around October 2022, and said,
Okay.
listen, we want to expand into the Carolinas. You're doing really well for yourself. You've got your own small brokerage, but what kind of challenges are you having? That's how the conversation started. And I told him, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. I've got my own thing going. We're the Queen City House hunters, okay, and that's what people knew me as, Queen City Charlotte, of course. We're the Queen City House hunters, and I tell you what, man, I said God earlier, okay? January of 2023, I came down to the same office, man, probably January 2nd or so. And I sat down in my chair, man, and there was a voice as loud as like somebody banging on drums in my head said, "Look up George Cancelbello." And I looked him up, man. I said, "Oh, this guy was in the Marines like me." Oh, okay. So clicked on YouTube video, watched the video, man. I like this guy. I like you just said, I gotta go meet him, right?
Okay.
I want to meet him now. Flew out. He flew me to Florida the next day. Okay, I mean the next day, flew me to Florida. Went to one of their grand openings, and man, I had a blast. So I took on, opening up the Carolinas for lifestyle. We really built this thing around culture. So we are actually right now getting ready to hit our 2-year anniversary. So less than 2 years, man. 200 agents, ranked 35 right now in Canopy MLS out of about 1,400 brokerages, and we've done that with a bunch of new agents through coaching and training. So my charge is to grow the Carolinas, both North and South Carolina. I want to have over the next 2 years or so, roughly 1,000 agents in the Carolinas under the Lifestyle brand. So that's where we're headed.
Well, every time I try to reach you, you're on the road, so I think you're going to get to that thousand pretty
Yes.
quickly there. So,
Yes, we're working hard at it.
and I think you had some recent success in did you open up in Atlanta as well?
Well, we oh man, buddy, we secured Atlanta, so
Okay.
that's going to take place. We secured Denver,
Okay.
Houston, Texas, was just secured as well. Flying to Jacksonville, Florida, gosh, on the 19th, to
Okay.
meet with you. Yeah, you know what? You know the song. Everybody knows the song, man. Whoop, there it is, Tootsie Roll. I don't care who you are. You heard those songs, right?
Right.
But anyway, the guy Jay McGowan, one of my partners here. He helped him write the song for the Jacksonville Jaguars, their theme song.
Okay.
Yeah, so connected me with him last week. He's got his real estate license, but he works for the Marriott as a trainer.
Okay.
Yeah, so he wants to open a lifestyle office down there. So I'm going to fly
So
down
wait
and
a
meet
minute.
with
So
him.
before you were saying it was North, it was the Carolina. Got this Atlanta office as well. So is your footprint growing as we speak, or how's that look?
As we speak, yes, sir. So,
Okay.
the beautiful thing about lifestyle, like we're not confined to any area. Okay. The way I think the growth strategy that we use is finding agents like myself. Now, I'm just the president for the Carolinas. And what that means basically for lifestyle, if Bill was a top agent, found George Cancelbello, wants to open up an office in North or South Carolina, Sean Drill has to give approval to that. Okay.
Gotcha.
So
Okay.
all the offices come through me, which means I get a small stake in each one of those offices, regardless of who found that person, right?
Well,
But
it also means that you're invested in their success, right?
that's exactly right.
Right.
Very,
Okay.
very much so. That's why I'm always on the road. Yeah,
Yeah.
because I go visit my offices and do coachings and trainings and things like that. So I don't call it work. It's a lot of activity, but it's certainly a labor of love, to go to meet the new agents and the new partners and support them and really just be a man of my word and doing what I told them I was going to do when they came on board. But anyone in lifestyle can become a partner. I mean, anyone can, okay? Agent Zero that just got her license yesterday, new top agent Bill Hitchcock up in Philadelphia, okay? And he wants to open an office up, right? Well, because that agent recruited Bill, if he wants to, can give Agent Zero there a small percentage of that office. Now that
Okay.
agent is getting residual income. Bill's got his office opened up. And so anybody in lifestyle can do that. And that's how we're growing so quickly because people are like, wait a minute, I could have a partnership. Let me find some agents. So our agents are not only selling real estate, they're actually recruiting other partners as well.
Well, and I'm glad you touched on that because, there's a lot of us are out there working really hard, and there has to be hopefully some end goal and a financial path. That people have to be smart about this too, because it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. So
Right, that's right.
it sounds like you're trying to lead, your team at all different levels, on the personal side, financial side, and also in their career. Tell me about that a little bit, about how do you see leadership in our industry, and where do you see that people like yourself and others are getting that right?
Sure. I think leadership in our industry is lacking, honestly. We get agents all the time that come over looking for leaders. They're looking for leadership. They're looking for people that really truly want to help them. So I think the one thing for us is that we don't see agents as numbers, right? I heard a long time ago from a mentor, and this is a cliche, but it was true for me and my life. And that's leave people in a better place than where you found them. Okay. Most real estate firms and agencies and leaders are really truly out for the dollar. Okay. Let's be honest. They are. People get into real estate because they want to make money. People get into coaching and training and leadership because they want to make money. I'm not telling you I don't want to make money. Okay.
I was going to say, if you say you don't want to make money, we might lose some of our viewers here.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to make money, man, but I also want to lead from the front. So with all that I do, I still am in production. Okay. Like I have given up my life. So I'm in production myself, but I also make sure that I call all of my agents. Okay. And they wonder how I do it. One thing that we do as well, when agents get paid, we send out an email. Every time that email goes out, Bill just got a commission check. I email or call that agent to congratulate them. Right, we make these agents feel really special. Our attrition is very low because of it. So most leaders are just there to get the dollar. I'm there to actually coach these people. I want to know about their background. I want to know what their history is. I want to understand what their big why is. Like, why are you in real estate? Because if I can understand those things and push on those buttons, just maybe I can help Bill change his life. Just maybe I can. And most people aren't doing that.
No, I think you hit on it really well. And in just my research on the Lifestyle International brand and looking across the footprint at your offices, it does look like there's a lot of culture. It looks like people truly, and again, I get you can only tell so much from pictures and stuff, but it looks like in each market wherever you're at, people look like they're enjoying what they do and the people that they're working with. So, kudos to you all for building something this strong, this fast.
Yeah, I'll share this one thing with you too, Bill. So we decided when we started here in the Carolinas that we were going to do a team meeting twice a week. Okay. Now we have done no recruiting. I haven't spent a single penny recruiting agents. What happens is that agents will come to our team meeting and they will join on the spot. They will
Okay.
leave their brokerage and join right now because they come in, they're like, man, this feels like home. This is what I was looking for. And I had an agent come down from Raleigh that I've been recruiting to be a part in the Raleigh market. Came down 2 weeks ago to our team meeting. And I remember after the meeting was over, he said, you know, I can tell these people like each other. He said, in my office, he said, when the meeting's over, everybody scatters. He said, man, like nobody left. Everybody's just standing around talking to each other, hugging each other, laughing. That's the culture that we built. You know, and I said God again, man. I hope your friends don't mind me saying God out there, man. But like,
I think our viewers are fine.
okay, good. You know, I prayed, man, that God would send me servant leaders, okay? Because I believe that's what he sent me here for, to serve other people. I prayed for that. And I tell you what, man, they showed up one by one, all of them. People just came in, rolled their sleeves up, and just went to work. And I said, man, you know what? You do listen to me, right? You do see that there's a place for us. And that's what people see when they come in. I'm not afraid to talk about God at a team meeting. You know, when we're talking about leadership and things that need to take place, and I'm not afraid to give him that glory. I'll just put it that way. And in turn, he's blessed us for it, man. So, leaders need to stop thinking about themselves. You know, I can't think of his name, man. It's one of these motivational speakers, old guy, right? Oh gosh, and you're probably gonna know when I say this quote. But he said, man, if you start basically forgetting about yourself and helping other people, okay, the things that you want and need, they'll just show up for you. Okay. Gosh, I can't think of his name, man. But he's an
Well,
older
you gotta go easy when you say old, 'cause
Right.
I'm getting up there,
I'm
so
54, Bill. I mean, come on. He's way older than us, man.
right.
Yes.
Well, no, I
Oh,
think
God.
you gave I think both of those questions you answered, perfectly, because I know that there's a lot of people that are new to the industry that are looking for kind of direction, guidance, and just that part about like kind of knowing your why. We hear it, in all of the books at all of the conventions. So everybody's saying the same thing. So it must, there must be some substance behind it. But it really is kind of leaning into that and making sure that, all of this work that you're going to put into this business, then on the other end, there's a goal and there's a why behind it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think also George, the founder, is what we call him because he doesn't, and I don't own it. We partners. George, the founder, also gave us a task to do. When I first got the lifestyle, he saw we're doing a lot of content here in the Carolinas. Every agent that joins our brokerage, they get a video as well, right? Hey, I'm Sean Gerald. Glad to. That personal touch is amazing. Okay.
Right.
And I never had anybody do that for me. I've been at five brokerages. Like the CEO, I never heard from the CEO. Are you kidding me? Now, and I know some larger brokerages, you can't do that, right? But
Yeah.
even the operating partner, somebody can reach out and touch you, never hear from them. That personal touch like that, I mean, it's just, man, it goes a long way, man. So we
Yeah.
got some great people over here.
Well, that's awesome. And the time flew. We're sitting here and we're like, okay, well, what are we gonna talk about for 30 minutes? And next
I
thing
told
you
you I
know,
could talk, Bill.
next thing you know, we're there. But Sean, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing some of your insight. I look forward to seeing Lifestyle International grow and see you grow
Thank
and
you.
look forward to our relationship growing as well.
Absolutely.
It wouldn't be a Lending Forward episode if I didn't ask you how you want to lend it forward for the rest of the year. So
Sure.
there's a question to you.
Yeah, well, you know what? Continuing to pour into people. So I not only just the real estate stuff, man, I love artificial intelligence. I'm pretty geeky in it. So one thing that I've been doing, man, is giving free AI classes. I spend the majority of my time studying AI because I understand that it is going to come for almost everyone. Okay. And if we're
Yeah,
not
yeah.
prepared as a society, it's going to happen. Sam Altman said the other couple, maybe 2 months ago, Bill, go look the video up too. Sam
Okay.
Altman, CEO of OpenAI, said maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and if I find the video, I'll share it with you. He said that in the next 2 to 3 years, we're going to have to rewrite the societal contract with humans. Okay. Because
Wow,
yeah,
that's scary.
that's scary. Okay.
I watched all the Terminator movies, man. That's scary.
exactly. So it's advancing that rapidly. So for me, the way that I'm really paying it forward is, I mean, I spent a ton of time studying AI, the tools, what they can do, how they can help real estate agents, how they can help other business professionals as well. You name it. I'm teaching. That's the way I'm paying it forward and lending it forward. I want to serve others in that manner so that they're not caught with their head in the sand when AI comes for their job. So that's not real estate related, but it is real estate related because we're helping a lot of agents change their businesses as well too and learn about AI because we're doing it.
Hey, I appreciate it again. And let's hope that everything AI turns out well for all of us.
Pray.
I've watched way too many movies, but you do have to lean into it. But again, Sean Gerald, thank you for coming on.
Thank
This has
you.
been a fabulous time well spent, and I hope we do it again soon.
Thank you, Bill, for inviting me. I really appreciate it, man.
All
I
right. Thank
enjoy
you to
myself
all of
too.
our viewers and listeners out there listening to Lending Forward, and we will see you next time.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Catch us every other Thursday with a brand new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.